I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Union Avenue Opera opens its 20th season with a production of La Traviata, and later we'll introduce you to the performers who portray Violetta and Alfredo. That's Zulimar Lopez Hernandez and Ricardo Yanello. And Ramondo Davis will explain his website, Free Concerts St. Louis, which provides information on a weekly basis about concerts and other free events that you might want to take advantage of. We begin with the City at 250, a celebration of St. Louis in photographs, which is on exhibit through August 23rd at the Sheldon Art Galleries in Grand Center. Gallery director Olivia Las Gonzalez is here and has brought along photographers Jane Linders and Olivia Patonis, who we're going to meet in just a couple of minutes. But first, Olivia Las Gonzalez. There's a lot out there, you know, right now recognizing in all sorts of ways St. Louis's 250th anniversary. So what's the concept behind this exhibition in particular, and what's unique about the way it showcases the city here?
Well, great question. This exhibit is kind of a companion to another exhibit that we have up right now that opened in February called Imagining the Founding of St. Louis. And that show celebrates the history of the founding through works of art, paintings that depict the founding of the city, and also wonderful Native American artifacts by the people who were here on site previous to the French founding. And so what I wanted to do was to kind of give both the then and now of the celebration. And so the City at 250 was a citywide celebration, a citywide photo contest that we launched in partnership with the Beacon,
which is now part of St. Louis Public Radio.
And we put the word out last summer, actually, a year ago, for people to depict their city and its surrounding areas, and to really talk about what's unique about the city and what are the wonderful moments and, you know, maybe the not so wonderful moments of the city. And so we had over 500 entries.
Did you expect that many?
Well, I was hoping for a lot.
It sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, it was a lot. And we were very excited to have so many people enter, and lots of really great photography. It was really, you know, tough decisions. We had some wonderful jurors. We had Eric Lutz, who's the associate curator of prints, drawings, and photographs at the St. Louis Art Museum. John Nagel, who is the executive director of the International Photography Hall of Fame. And then, of course, Bob Duffy, who was Beacon, and myself. And so some really great eyes there to choose the final 100 that were to go in the book and the exhibit. We do have an additional 150 photographs that are running on a slideshow in the exhibit. So really, in total, there are 250 photos in the exhibit.
A little bit later, I want to discuss what the parameters were and how you chose what you did chose. But you also grouped them in categories as far as the competition.
Right, exactly. We had places in architecture. We had the neighborhoods and events and people.
And also categories among the photographers, professional,
exactly.
Amateur, and young people.
And young people, yes. I mean, it was important for us to have young people also enter. And we had, it was up to age 18. And I think from what I heard, our youngest photographer was 4 years old.
Really?
Yes, really. We discovered this at the opening.
Is that in the show?
It's in the show, right?
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, tell me about that photograph.
Well, it's a picture of sort of looking up through trees. So, you know, pointing the camera upwards.
Wow, that's
quite
amazing.
Lovely.
Well, you brought along, speaking of categories, a professional photographer and someone that competed in the young person's category. They both have work in the show. Would you introduce them to us?
Right. We have Jane Linders, who is a professional photographer who actually had two photos juried in. There were a couple of people who had more than one picture juried into the exhibit. And she was one of them and had two really wonderfully kind of atmospheric photographs, landscape photographs, one of the river's edge and one of the arch in the distance from the industrial area in North St. Louis.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So what makes you a professional photographer?
I guess because I sell my photos at art fairs and online.
How long have you been doing that?
Probably about 10 years. I've been photographing for 30, but only just started selling about 10 years ago.
Do you have a specific type of or a subject matter that you like?
I really don't photograph people. It's mostly landscapes, and I do alternative processes like infrared and Polaroid transfers and old printing processes like cyanotypes.
Mm-hmm. And Olivia, would you introduce the other Olivia?
Right. Olivia Batonis. Her photograph was a wonderful portrait of her grandmother, who was an immigrant to St. Louis, and I'll let her tell the rest of the story.
Before we get to that, just a little background. Olivia, you're a high school student in Oakville?
Yes, I'm going to be a senior next year.
Uh-huh. Do they have photography classes in high school, or how'd you get into this?
Yeah, I took a photography class my freshman year, and then this past year I took photography too. Yeah, it's a really cool program. We do a lot of things. We do film and all types of photo stuff.
Is this something you might want to do as a profession? Have you thought that far ahead?
I'm not sure if I'll take it in as a profession, but definitely a hobby. I love photography.
What's that like as a profession, Jane, just to ask you? Pretty competitive, I would think.
It is very competitive, and with the age of digital photography and cell phones, it's becoming more and more difficult because everybody has a camera now with their cell phone, and they take really good photos, so it's becoming more and more difficult to try to be a professional photographer and make a living at it.
Olivia Batonis, what do you shoot with?
Yeah, digital camera or sometimes a cell phone.
A cell phone. They're that yes. good, really?
Yeah.
Mine aren't, but...
Mine isn't either. I'm all about the camera.
What were the parameters, Olivia Las Gonzalez, as far as the work itself? Can people Photoshop? Did they have to have particular elements included in the actual photograph?
Well, we did allow pretty much any process, even Photoshop. I wanted to kind of, because of this new technology, we really allowed even some of the apps that do kind of more atmospheric photos. We pretty much allowed everything. But then within that, we looked for quality of the image and uniqueness of the image. So obviously technical was important as well. So you would want to have, you know, something that was in focus and that the file size was big enough to print, you know, those basics. But beyond that, we wanted to see images we hadn't seen before. We wanted to see pictures that really showed the uniqueness of the city.
Right. There has to be something about the photograph that says St. Louis to you, though, right?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Well, to our photographers, as far as photoshopping, I've talked to a lot of photographers. I know some use it a lot, some don't use it at all. Do you have any feelings on that?
Well, I love Photoshop. There's so much you can do with it. But then again, I'm kind of one of those people that likes the picture to still look natural and realistic, not too much editing. So,
yeah. And I like doing HDR photography where you take three shots and one is underexposed, one's overexposed, and one is exposed normally, and you merge them into Photoshop, and it gives you a hyper-real photo.
What did you call that?
It's HDR. It stands for high dynamic range.
Huh. I hadn't heard that term.
Both of my photos were done with that.
All right, well, let's talk about yours since you bring it up. I'm looking at two of them now. One, I guess they're both close to the riverfront. One actually literally is on the riverfront. And you see some barges, some docked barges. You see an old metal vessel of some kind that's on its side. It looks like it's been there 50 years.
Well, actually, that is the USS Minesweeper, the inaugural World War II minesweeper that sunk in the flood of 93. It was sort of sent downriver, some insurance thing there. You used to be able to take a ride on that at the riverfront years ago.
No kidding.
And I don't know what happened. It got sent downriver and sunk, but no one really knew where. And then we had a drought, and it surfaced. And my friend Joel Jablonski, he tells me how to get to all these places. He knows everything. He told me, he's like, you got to get down to the riverfront past the flood wall and take a picture of this old minesweeper. It surfaced. So I had to climb down a steep embankment and climb down there, and he told me, he's like, whatever you do, don't climb on that boat. I'm like, no, I'm getting on the boat. So I climbed all over the thing. He's like, you're going to kill yourself. But he gets me in all these interesting places. In the Cotton Belt Depot building, he got me in that building too. His friend owned it.
Is that the other one?
Yes.
I'm looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this looks like maybe there are railroad tracks along an abandoned warehouse, sort of. What's interesting to me about this is, here's this deteriorating building, this landscape that looks like it's seen better days. And then in the distance, there's the modern beauty of new architecture in the city. So it's a nice contrast.
Yes, it's a good juxtaposition. I was on the roof of that building, and he was on the second floor up, and he told me, hey, you better get off of that roof. I think it might collapse. He's an architect, so he kind of looks out for me and keeps me safe while I'm shooting.
Olivia Las Gonzalez, any comments you have about Jane's work?
Well, I really was struck by the unusual viewpoints that she used. It wasn't your typical view, postcard view of the city, and it's very much a part of the city and the reality of the city. So that's why I like them.
Olivia Batonis, I'm looking at your work that's in this exhibit, The City at 250, and you call yours A Stitch in Time Becomes Playground to Climb.
Yes.
And that's got to be like on the roof of City Museum, right?
Not on the roof. It's actually in the front parking lot area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of took a downward angle so you can see everything above.
So we're looking up at some cranes, a lot of metal. We see a couple of buildings in the background. And then down in the right corner, there is a very nice-looking older woman with a sewing machine. And it's so funny because before I met you, I thought it looks like somebody's nice grandmother. And this is?
This is my grandmother, yes.
What's your idea behind this? And here she is, and it's such a contrast to these dark, dank buildings in the background. She's dressed in a very light, flowery, clean-looking outfit with this sewing machine. So what's going on here?
Well, when I first saw the contest, we got this in photography class, and it said to show your unique view of St. Louis and how you view it. And at first I kind of thought, oh, well, the arch and Busch Stadium, that's what I think of, but I knew it had to be something more personal than that. So I kind of thought about like the diversity in St. Louis and kind of went back to my family, like how do we stand as far as St. Louis has grown over the years. And I thought of my grandma. She is an immigrant from Greece. She came here in the 1970s, and she worked for Biltwell Sportswear for around 25 years. And it's kind of funny because that factory that she used to work in was transformed into the City Museum, which is now where hundreds of kids go every day to, you know, play and run around. And
I think you kind of make the point that you'll have to explain it, a correlation between your grandmother and the building, how they've both sort of adapted and changed with the cityscape, sort of.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a cool idea. I know when you look at it, I kind of thought it would get recognition because you're like, I have no idea what's happening. I see an airplane, some buildings, and an old lady with a sewing machine. So, it's been really cool for her because she's not used to getting this kind of recognition. So it's really awesome to get to do something like that.
Any comments?
Well, I loved the story, and I loved, really talking about the diversity because that's so much, a part of what the city is. And for us at the Sheldon, that's very much a part of our mission is showing the diversity of our city and speaking to the diversity of our city. So it just, for me, was a wonderful photo to include for those reasons.
Thank you.
We're talking about an exhibition that's up at the Sheldon through almost the end of August. It's the city at, not August, yes,
yes,
August 23rd.
Yes.
It's The City at 250, a celebration of St. Louis and photography in photographs. Olivia Las Gonzalez is the Sheldon's director. We're also talking to photographers Jane Linders and Olivia Batonis. I just picked randomly some of the things out. I know you said you have 100 on display.
Yeah, there are 100 on display and an additional 150 on a slideshow.
Let me just describe a couple that I picked out, and if any of you have comments on it, share it. There's one here called Focus on St. Louis by Nick Tullis, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amateur photographer, and it looks like it was taken on the east side of the arch, but that's really in the background, and he's holding some sort of little round, finger and a thumb.
It's a little lens, yeah. And so, yeah, the image of the arch is in this little lens. So you've got sort of two pictures of the arch.
So he is actually focusing on
St.
Louis.
Right, exactly.
There's another one, King of the Hill. Looks like Art Hill is in the distance. We see the St. Louis Art Museum.
Right, exactly.
And it looks like a kid or a young man or something standing on a pile of snow. And this is Elias Rotsos,
yeah.
Pronounce it again for me.
Rotsos, I think.
And he's an amateur, too.
What I liked about that one is it sort of reminded me of those Bruegel paintings of the winterscapes, and because there are all these small sort of black and white, almost black and white looking figures in the distance, and it's, you know, snowy and wintry.
And another one that I looked at by Christy Foster. This is called Generation to Generation, and she's a professional photographer. Can you explain that one?
Right. Well, it's a prayer photograph from the Jewish community.
It's a person, but you don't see their face.
Right. Well, these are all actually the way you're seeing them. They're cropped by the app there.
Oh, I see.
There's actually much more to the picture where the face of the young man is also in the picture. So it was just a lovely image. And spoke to the diversity of the city.
Jane and Olivia, this has been exhibition has been up for a while, so I'm sure you're pretty familiar with it. Are there any of the photographs that aren't your own that you've noticed or appreciated?
Oh, my favorite is by Jeff Sass. He took a picture of the inside of Melt, which is a little shop on Cherokee Street. I'm sure he's a big film camera guy. He has a lot of old cameras. I'm sure he used a 100-year-old camera and scavenged some 90-year-old paper to print it on. And he's printed, I've watched him print in his studio before, and he uses caffeinol, which is a mixture of instant coffee and vitamin C, and he throws them in his bathtub and prints them out. So I'm partial to his photos because they're just so interesting, and no other photo in that book looks like Jeff Sass's. His really stands out.
Libby, you might want to try that process.
Yeah. I don't really remember any exact photo, but honestly, the exhibit is really cool. It's really fun to walk through the hallway in the exhibit and kind of see everyone's own view of St. Louis and how they see it and what they think of it, and it kind of is a nice way to wrap up the city and, I don't know, shows where you're from and all the cool things St. Louis has to offer.
Right. I know, as in all art, photography is very subjective. So what do you think? What makes a photograph interesting? What makes a good photograph? Anyone?
I know the way I looked at it is, like we said earlier, with the whole technology, I feel like anyone can take a photograph on their phone and use apps and make them look really awesome, high quality. So at least for me, I kind of want my photos to have some kind of meaning behind them. Now that everyone can make their photos appear cool, it's kind of now a thing of having a meaning or a story behind it or something like that is what makes a good photo.
Jane?
I agree. I think you have to have some connection with the photo. It just can't be a snapshot. You have to wonder what the photographer was thinking or where they were. It has to raise some questions or it's just not very interesting.
What do you think of selfies? And the only reason I ask is we've talked about that recently on this show a time or two. Do you take those seriously as a photographer?
I'm actually in the PhD selfie.
Yeah, so am I.
So am
yeah.
I.
Are
you?
Are we? All
yeah.
three of us?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Olivia, you're of the age of where people like to do it. Do you take selfies?
Rare occasion. I don't know. It kind of depends. I mean, if you have maybe something happening or something special or a big day or something, I mean, selfies are selfies. Take them whenever.
I don't tend to take. I'm a photographer as well, so I tend to take pictures of things rather than of myself.
Right. Well, I think that show that we're all in at the PhD Gallery on Cherokee Street is open until almost the end of July, I think, right? Something like that. People might want to look at that. Anyway.
So there's a book that's...
I want to ask you about the companion book and also some gallery talks you have.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we have companion books actually for both of the exhibits. They are wonderful hardback books, make great gifts and coffee table, books. And so those are available. Each exhibit has a book, $24.95. And we have some wonderful gallery talks coming up in conjunction with the Imagining the Founding of St. Louis exhibit. We have the Native American artist Sean Standing Bear speaking with John Nunley, who is a former curator of Africa, Oceania, and the Americas at the Art Museum, July 12th at 1 o'clock. And then David Anderson, who is my co-curator on that exhibit, will be speaking July 16th at noon on the history of the founding of St. Louis. And we would just ask you to call. The admission is free. We would just ask you to call Our number, 533-9900, extension 37, to reserve your place.
All right, and if you can't remember that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Sheldon's website. The Sheldon Art Galleries presents The City of 250, a celebration of St. Louis photographs. I keep stumbling over that. It's running through August the 23rd, and you might want to keep in mind that the gallery is open until 9 p.m. for First Friday, so there'll be a couple more of those, right?
Right, exactly.
So one final question. What's the most fun thing for you, Olivia, about being a photographer?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I love taking pictures. I love capturing moments of especially the people around me, my friends and family. I don't know. Everywhere I go, I seem to have my phone or my camera or something taking, I don't know. It's just something I really enjoy.
That's Olivia Batonis. Jane Lenders is a professional photographer. What's next for you?
I like going to festivals. Like, I go to Burning Man every year, and that's a photographic bonanza. So it gets me to some interesting places, my photography.
Thank you, Jane Lenders. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Olivia Las Gonzalez. It's The City of 250 up through August 23rd at the Sheldon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much
Thank you.
Having us.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Union Avenue Opera opens a new season. This is St. Louis Public Radio.